Ladies and gentlemen, we will interrupt all programs to give you latest news bulletins. Stay tuned to this station.
Here comes the fifth bandwagon.
Laugh a while, let a song be your side, you sit down. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, you sit down.
Yes, there once again is a musical greeting that welcomes you to another gay ride with a Vicks bandwagon. Brought to you by the makers of the famous Vicks Dandruff Remover Shampoo and Ideal Hair Tonic. Again, we bring you one of America's great dance bands and that man who knows his band, Toby Reed.
Thank you, Professor Dahlstedt, and hello, everybody. Well, folks, a trip all the way out to Hollywood just wouldn't be complete without giving you some of that product for which Hollywood is so superlatively famous. Of course, I mean that glamour, that truly top-notch entertainment. You know, our guest tonight has a lot of personality, and his band just can't be beat for sheer entertainment quality. But now, you don't have to take my word for that. Listen to this. None other, Horace Hite. Well, Horace, tell me, how'd you like that build-up I just handed you?
Toby, don't you think you went just a little overboard in all that praise?
Not at all. Don't you realize that Horace, Hite, and Hollywood all start with the same letter?
Yes, but do you realize that also starting with the same letter H is a kind of meat that comes sugar-cured from Virginia?
Well, that joke's good on whole wheat toast. Mighty subtle, Horace. You know, it stopped me cold. And while we're stopped, let's listen to your arrangement of the piano concerto in B-flat. You know, we've heard it a lot of times featuring piano, but never have we had an opportunity of hearing it arranged for the famous Horace Hite triple-tonguing trumpeter.
This program to bring you a special bulletin. San Francisco, with the entire West Coast on a virtual war basis, Mayor Angelo J. Rossi declared San Francisco in a state of emergency tonight and demanded the immediate cessation of all strikes in order to present a united front. Bulletin from Washington. Secretary Morgenthau tonight closed the nation's border to Japanese nationals and imposed a strict ban on any financial transactions by Japanese aliens. We return you now to Hollywood.
Well, folks, I went out to see Horace Hite's ranch in the valley the other night. Believe me, I'm still breathless. It's just a half hour from Hollywood and completely out of this world. Why, there are orange groves producing those famous pot of gold oranges.
Toby, it's so cold the past week that I've had to light the smudge pots every night.
Smudge pot?
Yes, Toby, you know what a smudge pot is. A tin can that burns oil and smoke. And you find them on any used car lot in Hollywood.
Well, believe me, Horace, you certainly have everything on that ranch. There are fig trees, olive trees, horses, dogs, turkeys, and man, that swimming pool. A putting green, why even a gymnasium.
Yes, and I have a marvelous fellow in charge of the whole thing. He's a three-letter man.
College boy, eh?
No, he sat down on a branding iron. No, but speaking of cattle, Toby, do you know that I can milk 100 cows with my left hand?
Well, tell me, Horace, why with your left hand?
Because that's my old cow hand.
Well, Horace, do any of the boys in the band help you do the chores around the place out there?
Not since Red Farrington came out one day with a pair of boxing gloves on and started punching the cows. But the whole gang does make the ranch their hangout, and we have some swell barbecues and parties.
I can believe that. You know, I think it's wonderful, the great family spirit of the old Double H Ranch. I can just see them now. You know, that setting sun is casting purple shadows over the fruit trees. The sheep are out there grazing quietly in the distance.
And we hear a whistle as the sheepdogs are called home. And who is that whistle? Right on schedule, why, it's Fred Lowry, of course. And now we see the shepherd, who's none other than Larry Cotton. So it's really no wonder Horace Heidt made the tune famous, Shepherd's Serenade.
I heard a lonely shepherd play. It was a haunting melody. I heard the music clearly say, happy as could be. He played and he played. The world was forgotten, like castles in air. By every gale began to
day, and from it I learned that you have the most versatile band on earth.
Toby, my boys are so versatile, they make music from that little round bottle that bears the Fitch label.
But that's easy, Horace. As a matter of fact, that familiar bottle of Fitch's dandruff remover shampoo is music. For who doesn't feel the urge to sing the way Fitch shampoo makes the hair so attractive and antiseptically clean? Fitch's dandruff remover shampoo is so easy to use, too. Applied to the dry hair and scalp, Fitch's penetrates and cleanses the thousands of tiny hair openings, actually dissolving the dandruff. Then, when a little hard or soft water is added, a rich, abundant lather forms to carry off this dirt, dust, and dandruff. No after rinse is necessary. Yes, Fitch shampoo is that easy to use, and it's not expensive. The whole family can enjoy its benefits even on a limited budget. That's Fitch shampoo for you. It's the only shampoo in the world which guarantees to remove dandruff with the first application. A guarantee backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms. So ask for a professional Fitch application at your barber or beauty shop, or buy a bottle of Fitch shampoo at your drug counter. And remember, after and between Fitch shampoos, you can keep your hair shining and manageable by using a few drops of Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic every day. B.I. Bye.
The Don Juan Tanner get-together, the gathering was large, but things got duller than the weather, so Donna was too sharp. She went to the piano and took her D
for Donna,
putting it to music in the major key. D-I-D-I-D-O-D-O, D-I-D-D-I-D-O-D-O, D-I-D-D-I-D-O, D-U-D-O, D-I-D-D-I-D-O, D-U-D-O. Then five if John and Julia said they'd sing a duet, but when they started in we saw that they were all wet. Why I yi yi, why oh yo, why I yiddy I, why oh yo yiddy I, yo why you yiddy I, oh you.
Would you like to take a walk?
Bye.
Horace, the other day I read about some of the problems that Ringling Brothers Circus face when they're out on the road. And I can't help but think that with your company of 30 performers, you've got a lot in common. You know, it takes 4 tons of food every day just to feed that Ringling outfit.
That's nothing. Red Farrington alone equals that food bill.
Horace, how in the world do you take care of the million and one details that must crop up when you're traveling on the road?
Well, we're set up like a small town with administration duties divided among the various members of our organization.
Now, wait a minute. You mean you have a mayor, a clerk, police force, and all that sort of thing?
That's the idea. For example, there's a librarian to take care of our music, a station master to take care of our railroad tickets, and a treasurer to more or less distribute the paychecks.
Well, who gives out those paychecks?
I do.
And who are you?
And that gives you a rough idea of how the boys get paid.
I see what you mean now. Well, tell me, who's the mayor of your city government, Horace?
I am the little flower of Hypeville.
Yeah, with a name like Horace, it was only natural we should choose him as our mayor. Oh, that's brutal, Horace. You know, there ought to be a law in Hypeville against jokes like that. Why don't you call a cop?
I can't, Toby. Red Farrington is the cop. If you don't believe it, look at those feet.
I can't see anything else.
That gives us an idea how we put efficiency into the running of our organization.
Well, man, with such ideas, no wonder you have the whole music business constantly talking about you. And the latest stunts you're doing. You know, here's something else for everybody to talk about. And I mean the piano artistry of Frankie Carl and a Frank DeVoe adaptation of the familiar Turkish march by Mozart. That was recently recorded, incidentally, by Horace Hite under the banner of Carl Meets Mozart. I've been thinking it over, and it seems to me you've become identified with more unique ideas than any other band leader in the business. Well, man, you're the one that gave America Sweeter Swing, Answers by the Dancers, the Pot of Gold, and now the Treasure Chest.
Well, thanks, Toby, but you on the Fitch bandwagon have come up with a mighty swell idea yourself.
Now, you wouldn't be referring to the Fitch bandwagon special, would you?
None other. It's a great stunt and right down our alley.
All right, Horace, if you'll give us a fanfare, suppose we have Dresser Dahlstedt tell our listeners just exactly how the old Fitch bandwagon special works.
Yes, the Fitch Bandwagon Special is a great idea because it brings you the very latest, the newest monogrammed music of your guests here on the bandwagon. For you see, each week the big name band which comes to you in person also makes a very special recording of a swell hit tune done in its own characteristic manner. And then, yes, right here on this program, the band plays the number in person for the first time, exactly as it has been recorded by them a day or two ago. Now, tomorrow morning at Columbia Record Dealers throughout the country, you will be able to obtain this same Fitch Bandwagon Special which you're about to hear. It will be the identical twin of this great song played in a personalized Horace Height manner and recorded by Columbia.
Well, that tells the whole story, Dresser, and mighty well. And now that the folks know exactly how to start a fine collection of their favorite orchestra recordings, well, all that's left is for Horace Height to give a downbeat, and we're off with this week's special. Horace Height, The Musical Night, featuring the voices of Charlie Goodman with Donna and the Don Juan, and I'll Never Forget.
While there's a rose crushed in a bush, while there remains a dimly lit note, I'll remember the vow that we took, I'll never forget. While automobiles park in the dark, rendezvous hid by the dark in the park, I'll remember the touch of your arms, I'll never forget. The dreams we wasted, lavishly spent, I wish we could squander again. Those kisses recaptured would keep me content, but I'm wishing in vain. I carelessly watched the hours slip by, thought they were countless like stars in the sky. Now their memories are till that I'll never forget.
The woman's page of the newspaper, just in case they put anything there that they don't want a fella to see. And believe it or not, yesterday
Stop.
I was...
Stop, Toby. You're about to give away a secret.
No, Horace, not a secret. I knew what Toby was going to say because he showed me the paper. His only comment was, isn't that the truth?
Now, here's the quotation. It's highly interesting to note that while men see beauty in such different types of women, they all agree that beauty is inevitably dependent on beautiful hair. Yes, girls, that is the truth. And that's why you should depend on Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo to keep your hair as beautiful as that of all the lovely models, of all the glamorous and attractive women who lead such busy lives in such a busy world. Millions of them? Yes, millions. Because Fitch's is the largest selling shampoo in the United States and Canada, insists on a regular weekly Fitch shampoo. And no wonder, for Fitch's actually reconditions as it cleanses. And furthermore, it's recommended by the Good Housekeeping Bureau. So, in buying a shampoo which claims to end your dandruff worries, remember, any product which will not remove dandruff the first time you use it will never remove dandruff.
then remember the famous Fit Guarantee. Yes, for gloriously beautiful hair, use Fit Shampoo regularly each week. Fitch's, spelled F-I-T-C-H, is guaranteed to remove dandruff with the first application.
Horace, I don't believe there's any more versatile musical organization in the business than your orchestra. You know, folks, in addition to straight dance music, Horace offers star musicians, a whistler, a half dozen singers, comedians, an impersonator, radio announcer. Well, with such an array of talent, it's little wonder that Horace and his boys have become famous for such musical features as their song stories. Now, tonight they want to give you their version of Jonah and the Whale. Horace?
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Washington, the War Department gave the White House a preliminary estimate of 104 dead and more than 300 wounded tonight in the Army forces alone as a result of Japan's bombing of the island of Oahu. Neither figure included civilian casualties in the raid on Oahu, the principal island in the Hawaiian group. We return you now to Hollywood.
Yep.
That's the way to get
this mighty power. Jonah started rowing out to sea and soon met his cow, the three little fishes, who said,
"Beep, bop, bit, and bottom, water, and
shoot." The fishes said, "Look out, Jonah. Here comes the whale." And there under the boat was a big whale all covered with scales. Scales, do the whales have a union?
I thought it was just musicians.
Just then, a long gave a whale and warped Jonah right into the whale's mouth. And that, my friends, was the world's first mouthwash.
And even my best friends wouldn't tell me.
Well, sir, there was Jonah in the tummy of the whale. It was dark as pitch, and he lit a cigarette.
He's home by turning.
All of a sudden, the whale screamed. What are you trying to do? Set the world on fire? And Jonah answered,
"I just want a song, a flame in your heart."
Of course, for heartburn, the whale should have taken a tump. But he didn't know about that. He got mad, decided to choose Jonah, so he said to him,
"Haven't you heard? I am the Chattanooga shoot you."
Jonah was in a fix, but he was equal to the occasion, because what did he have with him but a bottle of famous Fitch's shampoo?
It's forever making follow.
Well, sir, Jonah emptied the bottle of Fitch's inside the whale, and that did the trick. It shot him forward right out through the top of the whale. Of course, everyone knows Fitch's will wash you in the head, so the moral of this story is, believe me, that was really swell, Horace.
No fooling, the program wouldn't have been complete without that. But right now, you know, there's another type of Horace-eyed entertainment that we have to have before we can say that our visit has really been complete. So how about one of those big Horace-eyed feature arrangements?
I can see that you want to put the whole gang to work at once, Toby. Well, we've got one here entitled Zico Saw the Wheel. How do you think that would be?
I think it's fine. You know, the reason we like them is the fact that not every orchestra has 30 performers and the ability to turn out one on a really big scale. So we're ready and waiting for your concert arrangement of Ezekiel Saw the Wheel.
Ezekiel saw the wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, way in the middle of the air.
The big wheel run by faith, the little wheel run by the grace of God. Wheel within a wheel, way in the middle of the air.
Wheel, 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 wheel in the middle of the air.
Every spoke was a humankind.
Wheel in the middle of the wheel.
Away
up yonder on the mountain top.
Wheel in the middle of the wheel.
My Lord, he spoke and the chariot stopped.
Wheel in the middle of the wheel. Rolling, 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 rolling. Turning, 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 turning. Spinning, 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 spinning. Round, 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 round. He's rolling, 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 rolling. Way up in the middle of the air. He's turning, 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 turning. Way in the middle of the air.
Toby, I just signed a new star for the Heights Brigade.
You did, Horace?
Well,
this morning at 11 o'clock, the thing that made me sign her was the way she sang the Hutt-Sutt song.
Well, now, Horace, wait a minute. That Hutt-Sutt song, that's not new.
Well, it was the way she sang it. You know, my wife told me some months ago about this new sensation.
Well, that's great. What's her name, Horace?
Hildegard Harriet Height.
Hildegard Harriet Height?
Yes, 11 o'clock this morning. She weighs 6 pounds and looks like me.
Thanks for the front row seat to watch one of the greatest entertainment organizations in the business pass by us on parade. Well, friends, Chicago lies before us, and if you want to join us there next week along about this same time on these same stations, we're going to help you to daydream a bit by bringing you Castles in the Air. Yes, Chicago means a visit with Art Castle and his Castles in the Air. So make a note of it right now in your date book, will you? While you're making that note, this is Toby Reed saying not goodbye. Good night.
Wagon is brought to you by the makers of the famous Fix's Dandruff Remover Shampoo and Ideal Hair Tonic. And may I remind you again to ask your local music store for this week's Fix's Bandwagon Special, Horace Heights Columbia recording of I'll Never Forget, this week's special record. A record which, like the finest in hair preparation, bears a Fix label. Horace Heights' appearance tonight was through the courtesy of the makers of Chunk. Men, the makers of Fix's Dandruff Remover Shampoo have perfected a new and exclusive product. Fix's Quin Oil Hair Tonic, made from a new formula containing 5 essential oils. Use a few drops daily to stimulate the scalp, help protect the hair. Fix's Quin Oil keeps your hair in place and glossy looking, yet it is not sticky and will not stain pillows or upholstery. Ask your barber to apply Fix's Quin Oil Hair Tonic or get the big 6-ounce bottle for only 33 cents. Remember its name, Fix's Quin Oil. Quin means 5, and Quin Oil contains 5 essential oils. A trial size of Fix's Quin Oil is free with a regular size bottle of Fix's Dandruff Remover Shampoo at all drug retailers. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.